I don't want to hog the line, is it makes me swoon because everybody that calls in is so awesome and so cool and has so much to add to this program. My gosh, thank you all so much for all your support. That's it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Julie.
Good words, Julie. It is the callers who make this show to do this. So, and this is 91.7 KXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Celebrating 50 years of people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at kxe.org where you can donate. And Green Cheese is sponsored by Krupp's Resort, located in Twin Lakes, Upper Michigan. Open year-round for family gatherings, leisure, outdoor activities, and more. Online booking and a full list of their offerings can be found at KruppsResortMI.com.
All right. Well, I do have some business to take care of. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so that's 25, but we are not done yet because we are still in the middle of our summer fundraiser and we still have a big goal to meet. But we heard from Mimi in Saginaw, says thank you for a great Saturday afternoons and or evenings, rather. Rick in Merrifield, and this is in memory of Terry DeSutter. Thank you so much, Rick. And we also heard from... let's see, Craig in Fridley. Thank you so much, Craig. We sure appreciate all of your support. The Cheesers always come through for us and support people-powered community radio. But we still need you. We need you. And yes, I'm talking to you right there, listening and waiting for your turn to answer a question. We need you to go to kaxe.org and click on that donate button. It's just a simple yellow button, and you'll be on your way in 30 seconds knowing that you are supporting amazing algorithm free community radio.
Okay, back to a phone call. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
All right, I'd like to see if I can answer this with 300.
Whoop, you broke up a little bit. Handset.
Mike?
Yes, gotcha.
All right, I'd like to chime in on some of the 300 for 300 baseball players.
Yes,
I think the other person said Barry Bonds, and who else I missed then?
He said Willie Mays and Barry Bonds.
Oh, okay. I know Bobby Bonds did.
Yes, both the Bonds.
Yeah. Timberwolves co-owner Alex Rodriguez.
Yes.
And the old Andre Dawson.
The Hawk. Yes, you got it.
Randy Bachman just missed the list.
No.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to a fellow South St. Pauler, Dan. And, of course, shout out to Keach.
No doubt.
Mr. Extension Cord, carrying the weight of the picnic on his shoulders.
He is planning, and we appreciate it so much.
Man, tell you what, he's prepared.
Yes, he is.
Right,
I think maybe he is possibly a Boy Scout. I'm not sure, but possibly.
Probably graduated with high honors from Boy Scouts. All right, Bob's from South St. Paul. Great show.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
All right, bye.
Get a few more questions out here. Name the countries that lie on the equator. I've got 13 of them, so all those countries that lie on the equator. What U.S. state is furthest from the ocean? In what city is Colorado State University? And the point in the moon's orbit that is closest to the Earth is called what?
Oh, nice. All right. In Star Trek, what is the name of the ship commanded by Captain Kirk and its registry number that's also visible on the side of the ship? And I'm also looking for what powers Iron Man's suit and who wrote, Julie, Fahrenheit 451?
Okay, we'll go back to the phones here. You're on Green Cheese. Hello? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, so it sounds like you got the answer to your movie questions, The Office Space, and I wanted to answer that one because we actually have a Peter Gibbons from Grand Rapids.
Did you?
Years ago.
Oh, goodness.
But anyway, since those ones were taken, I'm going to give a shot at the... baseball one. I think the How many of the 300 did you get?
We have 5 of the 8.
You already have 5 of the 8?
Yep.
Which ones were those?
Bobby Bonds, Barry Bonds, Alex Rodriguez, Willie Mays, and Andre Dawson.
Would Ken Griffey Jr. be a part of that?
He had the homers, but not the stolen bases.
Oh, he didn't. Okay. Yeah. Let me see. Wait, I don't think I heard you say Ricky Henderson.
He just missed on the home runs.
Oh, he did?
Yeah,
okay, sure. Well, how about I'll try the 20 strikeout then?
Sure.
Did you get any of them?
We have Roger Clemens, who was 2 of the 5 incidences. Yeah.
20. I think Randy Johnson hit that.
Yes, in 2001 against the Reds.
Yeah. Okay. At least I got part of it. Yep.
Yep. All right.
All right. Thanks. This is John from Grand Rapids.
Thanks, John.
Okay.
Yep. Thanks. So, good show.
Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Okay. Against my best judgment, I'm not going to take the gimme.
All right.
Are you looking for King Vitamin?
Yes, I am looking for King Vitamin. Come on. You got it.
Awesome. I've never had it. Don't know anything about it. I've just seen the commercial.
I don't remember the last time I saw a commercial, but that is definitely one that every now and then we'd get when I was a kid, and it had masks on the back of it that you could cut out.
And the song on that commercial,
okay.
That was in my head.
Oh, okay.
I have some. I've been to the picnic multiple times, so if you haven't, all I can tell you is you want to camp in lot Q and take the bus in because it's the quickest bus in.
Okay.
So you'll avoid all the traffic. That is the best way to go, lot Q.
Yes, things are. People are probably standing in line right now. So.
Yes, they are.
That's pretty
crazy. I got Ed from Sierra and Lake.
Okay. Thanks, Thank Ed. You, Ed.
Thank you. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, my Lord, King Vitamin.
Someone just got it.
I'm laughing out loud at that one.
Oh, my gosh.
That caused trauma on your mouth. Like you
yes, it did. I guess maybe it was supposed to, hold up in milk or something, but it was traumatic for sure.
No, it was like eating sandpaper or asbestos.
Yes.
With sugar on it. All right. Fahrenheit 451 was written by Ray Bradbury.
Absolutely correct. Good job.
I'm really not impressed with Mike Berry feeding questions to his brother Bob about baseball.
Uh-oh.
No, don't go there.
Oh, we all know. No, this is what's that Robert Redford movie, quiz show from the late early 90s? It's rigged.
Yeah, well, the
berries are in cahoots.
The green cheese prizes are rather fantastic, so fight corruption.
Yeah. Yep. And then I just got to say, Henry, Bennett, Aiden, Rylan, you're all a bunch of punks, and I challenge you to a case race anytime.
All right.
Keep for parts unknown. We'll see you next weekend. Adios.
Thank you.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, Skull Scratchers here.
Oh, hey, Skull Scratchers.
Yes, I don't even think they make King Vitamin anymore.
I feel like I saw it not too long ago.
Okay. I haven't seen an ad for it or anything.
Yeah.
But for the 20 game winner?
Yes.
What about Johan Santana?
He did not have one. He came close, but not the 20.
Oh,
didn't hit 20.
Don't get it. Alrighty. Because the old lady she got the jersey and everything. That was her player.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic pitcher. So I saw him multiple times. So.
Alrighty.
Thanks, Skull Screechers. Yep.
Love everybody.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, see, Rusty Trombone calling here from Benton County, Rana B.
All right. What do you have, Trombone?
You guys uh, got a you guys got an answer about Colorado State University.
Yes, in what city is it?
I believe it's in Fort Collins.
You are correct.
All right. I figured as much, and I'd like to give a couple of shout-outs.
Sure.
To my old buddy Keach, Parts Unknown, Jigs, and the Beaver Islanders in St. Cloud. And we can't forget Neutral Nancy.
All
you know,
right.
We were on hold so long, she done run out of neutrals.
All right. Thanks for calling tonight. Thanks for listening.
Don't forget the $25 we're going to throw into the pot.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we are looking for your pledge right now, KAXE.org. We're in our summer member drive, and we need you to support great programming like Green Cheese. Because, you know what? What else are you going to do on Saturday nights? Come on. It's the perfect family activity.
Exactly. It's what,
yep.
What we do. So, Rusty Trombone and Neutral Nancy put us down for 25 hot ones.
All right. Thank you, guys. Here's your gong.
You bet. Bye-bye. Good show.
Thanks. A few more questions out here. The rock band The Police, they made 5 studio albums. Name those. And then name the Beastie Boys discography. You've got 8 of those. And name 3 Patsy Cline albums, the ones before her untimely death. For that.
All right. I am still looking for the name of the ship commanded by Captain Kirk and its registry number. Come on, you Trekkies know this one. I know you do. What powers Iron Man's suit? And let's do a few more song lyrics. Why not? Guess who just got back today? Them wild-eyed boys that have been away. Haven't changed that much to say, but man, I still think them... What are the next 3 words? And it's an orangey sky. Always it's some other guy. It's just a broken lullaby. What are the next 3 words to that lyric? And one more. Take on me. Take on me. Take on me. Take on me. I'll be gone in a ... What are the next 3 words? 218-326-1234 to play Green Cheese.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, it's Linda from Dome Lake. The guy that shouts took my answer about Fort Collins.
Yes, yes.
So can you repeat? I was listening to questions, but what was the Police question?
Name their album. There's 5 studio albums.
All right. I'm going to guess one of them is Ghost in the Machine.
It is. 4th. That's the 4th.
Oh. All right. I'll leave the rest of them for other callers. And I'm kind of out of shout out. So everybody... I'm just encouraging everyone to call in and give a pledge.
High Banks Hicks.
And I guess now I have a directive to give a shout-out to the High Banks Hicks.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Linda.
Team
player. All right. High Banks Hicks, and call in and pledge a few dollars.
Yes, absolutely. Help us reach out. We have a big goal of $50,000, and we still have a ways to go to get there. So you can be the one who helps. Go to KAXE.org right now and click on that donate button.
Yes. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. This is Robert and Janice from the Fillmore Inn. I'm going to take a stab at the Starship, Captain Kirk. It's the Starship Enterprise.
Yep. Do you know the registration numbers?
The registration number? I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll save that.
Do you have to... Do you have to know that, too?
No, I'm
2468? I don't know. I forgot that part of the question.
I'm going to give you credit anyway, but I'm going to leave that out there because I know there's a Trekkie out there who knows that answer for sure. Absolutely, it's the USS Enterprise, and then there's a registration number that's also visible on the side of the ship. So someone will know that.
I forgot that. Can I do a shout-out to my friends anyway? I got in.
Of course.
The kids, Little Pine Bushes up by Aiken, and Hondo's Heroes in Brainerd.
All right. Thanks,
and
Robert.
Robert and Janice in North at the Fillmore Inn.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Hello, Green Cheese once again. Wayward Youth calling in.
Hi.
Will you let me answer a... Answer and a half?
Yes.
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 Oh, okay. NCC 1701.
Absolutely. And this is Captain Kirk. So there's no bloody A, no bloody B, no yep. bloody C, no bloody D, right?
Yep, it's just an E. I had that in paste-on letters on the back of my Yugo
yes.
in the early 80s.
Oh, my gosh.
Early 80s. Kind of had a lot of laughs. The other one, the moon's closest approach in orbit to the Earth, are you looking for perihelion?
That's close to what I have. Perigee. Is that the
same? Oh, perigee.
I think there was a couple different answers on that. I mean,
I know in my classroom every year about January 4th, I would have the kids perplexed over perihelion day, which is when the Earth makes its closest approach to the sun.
Cool.
That's there it. We yeah. go.
Awesome.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. See you next weekend.
I'll be there. This is going to be my 26th. So anybody who's worried about it, hey, these are great times. They really are.
Yeah, they are. It's one of my favorite days of the year, honestly.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. Thanks, folks.
Thanks.
Take care. Yep.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, it's Melvin from the compound again.
Yeah. All right.
You're excited to hear from me, I can tell.
No, what do you have for us?
Bring it on.
Iron Man.
Yeah.
The arc reactor, right?
Absolutely, you are correct. Mini, good job.
Mini arc reactor.
Well,
I'm going to guess.
Yeah, that's his style.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah. And it looks good on him.
Yes, absolutely.
And then the state farthest in the ocean, North Dakota?
No, that's not it.
Darn it. All right, fine. I was guessing on that one because I'm not cheating. I don't use my phone.
Well, good.
Except for to call you guys.
Yes. It's more fun that way.
I'm going to take this might be a gimme. No one got it yet. 30 strikeouts, Cy Young?
The 20 strikeouts in a same game, the pitchers.
Yeah.
But no, not Cy Young. Not on there. No.
What?
No. He didn't pitch.
That seems ridiculous. Ridiculous.
That's okay.
There's a war named after him.
Yeah, you're right. Cy Young did, but he didn't. He never got 20 strikeouts in a game.
What did he get?
Well, he had the key. I think he's a career leader, or he was among the career leaders at one time.
All right. So, yeah. I'll have to go back to the drawing board. But hang on. I forgot to give a shout out to the Sugar Shack boys.
Oh, okay.
You tell them the guys from the compound got all the outlets they need at the picnic. We're ready for them.
All right.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Nancy from Almaland again. Somebody just got my perigee answer.
Yes.
But I have an alternative answer. Hopefully nobody has gotten.
All right.
Southernmost capital?
Yes.
Wellington, New Zealand?
That is correct, Nancy.
All right. Credit my Wizard of Almaland for that answer.
Perfect.
Team player.
Pardon?
A team player, team game.
So. Yep. Silent partner. Anyway, regarding the picnic, would it be okay to use sterno to keep your thing warm?
I don't see why not.
Those tables are plastic, aren't they? Or?
I think the tables are like a wood veneer, or they would they were last year, I believe.
Okay.
Seems like it would be okay, but I will have to get a ruling on that.
Yeah, because sometimes they don't want open flame anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it is a tent too, so maybe in the interest of extreme caution, maybe not.
Yeah, well, we can find out somehow.
All right. Thanks, Nancy.
And the check will be in the mail.
Thank you, Nancy. I'm going to give you a gong right now.
Oh, okay.
You take care. We'll see you next week.
Yep. Thanks. Bye.
Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
The first rule of Green Cheese is do not question the integrity of the question.
Mm. Yes. For Keach, there is a turnbuckle in his future. So
I tell you what, if I was going, he'd be in the turnbuckle. He'd be eating it. All right. Beastie Boys albums. I've got three of them.
All right.
License to Ill.
Yep.
Ill Communication and Paul's Boutique. Those are the ones that I know.
Yes. Number 1, 2, and 4. You are correct.
All right. Shout out to Canada. Shout out to all the green cheesers, and I'll still give a shout out to Geach.
All right. Indeed. Thank you.
Even questioning the integrity. All right. Bob from South St. Paul. Have a great night.
Thanks.
Great show. All right. Bye.
Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Mike. Tom again from Outing. I got some peripheral type answers to some of these baseball deals. Two in the park home runs in one game?
Yes, inside the park home runs, yes. Yep.
Right. I'm going to take a Keach and Julie will get mad at me, but I'm going to take a couple of shots.
That's fine.
I heard Henderson on the 300 missed by three, but Henderson might have two in a game. But he didn't?
Not inside the park, no. No, he's
okay.
Not on
there. How about Lou Brock?
Nope. He's not on there.
And then I'll take somebody that nobody ever thinks about, but was an amazing both football and baseball player, Bo Jackson.
No, great athlete, maybe one of the best, but he was.
I watched that replay of him making the catch in left field and running up one side of the wall and down the other, and that's a vertical wall. I mean, just completely amazing. You're right, and would blow over middle lineman Dick Butkus.
Yep.
You know,
I think the throw from left field to home plate in the air also.
That is phenomenal too, right? Yes. Yep. Well, I saw. You know, I grew up. Am I older than you? I think I am. Al Kaline making that same throw from right field, which is a little easier throw, but still, he had a gun as well. Can I try?
Sure.
Can I try those 20? How about, I'm going to throw two real quick on the 20 strikeouts. Nolan Ryan?
He did not have 20 in a game, no.
How about Tom Seaver?
Nope, neither as well.
They both were close, too. Yeah. I think they had 18 and 19. Yeah. But okay. All right.
Thank you. Great show.
I love these.
Yes. Good.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for calling. I'll keep thinking.
Yep. Oh, you bet. Bye.
And we receive support from Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Christina Clark, helping individuals and business owners reach their financial goals. More information at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Yeah, and I want to remind you that we are in our summer member drive, which means we need you, yes, you, sitting there by your phone, to go to KAXE.org and click on that donate button now so we can reach our goal. We are darn close, but we need you to be a member and keep this people-powered radio station going strong so you can, you know, keep having shows like Green Cheese. I would say the Green Cheese is more than a show. It's a tradition.
Yes.
And it's a weekly tradition, and we are here for you every week, and we need some money to keep that going. You know, the antennas and things, they cost some money. So
electricity,
yes. So go to KAXE.org and click on that donate button, and we'll get back to trivia.
All right. Back to the phones here. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, shit. I forgot. I forgot my lyrics.
Nope.
It'll be your doom.
Day or two, that is correct.
This is Neutral Nancy. I'm on a show at the Walrus and the Beaver Islanders. Sorry about my explicit language.
Thanks for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, good evening. Believe it or not, I have been attempting to dial since the show started tonight.
Well, thanks for your persistence.
I keep hitting the redial button, so everybody knows, just keep trying. You'll eventually get in.
Absolutely. It is our queen for one more week.
Yes, one more week. So, in all my listening tonight, I don't think I heard the answer to On My Way to Where the Air is Sweet.
Thank you. I was waiting for someone to grab that one. Come on. Tell me how to get to Sesame Street. Do you have Do you have any final decrees before next week?
We're going to have to mull that over.
Okay.
And we might have to, you know, We'll make the decree then on Saturday night at the picnic. So everybody should be there.
Everybody should be there, and everyone should donate tonight so that we can keep green cheese going in the green cheese picnic, and so we can keep having royalty.
You got it.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah. Quick shout out to Tick and Bug in Wisconsin, and of course the Kilgore Scouts, and our wonderful Keech, and we'll see you all next Saturday.
All right. Thank you, Queen.
Thanks.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
And support comes from the Loft Event Center in downtown Bemidji, providing a multi-purpose event space that accommodates groups of all sizes, up to 150 people, for wedding receptions, business meetings, concerts, and more. Info about the Loft Event Center, rates and packages at BemidjiLodge.com. Okay, we'll go back to the phones here. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey there, bud. It is... Sorry. It's Travis the Walrus.
What do you have for us?
Here in Foley, Minnesota.
What do you have for us, Travis?
Can I say something real quick?
Sure.
I've been on hold for so long that another tax notice came in.
Alrighty. Do you have an answer for us?
No, but I would like to say that I have just lost a tooth, and I would like to... I got $5 from the Tooth Fairy, so I would like to donate it to Green Cheese Bud.
Wonderful. We want all of your Tooth Fairy money, so send that in to KXE.
All right, bud.
Thanks. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I think Travis has been working in a coal mine so long that he has the black lung.
Do you think I shouldn't accept his Tooth Fairy money?
Because
I'm still gonna.
But, yeah. Guess who got back in town today?
Yeah.
Them wild-eyed boys who've been away.
Yeah.
Wild-eyed boys.
Yes.
I got one right.
Yes. I'm sure it is.
I don't know how to act now. What do I do when I get one right?
You enjoy your bell. That's what you do.
Ah, excellent. Oh, also, I was going to tell Nancy from beautiful downtown Amalon, and I heard Bob Berry's not going to be there, so she's safe to bring the sterno. But Berry was going to be there. Don't bring the sterno because he will just drink it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so the lyric was actually... haven't changed, haven't much to say, but man, I still think them.
Green cheese chicks are crazy?
Yeah, there we go. You got it. Ding, ding, ding.
Something like that.
We'll see you on Saturday.
All right, Keith from Parts Unknown. Let me get a shout out to all the volunteers at AXE. Adios.
Thanks.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Johnson family, I was on hold so long, I felt like I was at the racetrack and we were under caution.
Rhinestone, how have you been?
Go on the road. Well, I'm doing all right. I'm glad you asked.
Oh, good. Mike is an honorary member of the Johnson family. I hope that's honorary. I hope that's
sure.
a good thing.
Sure,
because we would accept you.
I'm telling you. You know, I'm telling you right now, that's an honor and a privilege.
What do you have for us,
Rhinestone? It's not an honor and a privilege right now, but there was like a handful of things, and oddly enough, I do make notes. I know I've run the same stale material through the upholstery machine day in and day out. A police question. You wanted all five. There's one just off the top of my head. They're Zenyatta Mendata.
Yep. Any others?
Or was that answered already?
No, that was...
That's all I got.
Okay, okay.
And there was I'm going to take liberty because I don't care. I was on hold so long. Like I said, the Judy Garland Museum just got a parking ramp. The cars. Bye, my love.
Yep.
Or did you need four lyrics for that? But I had three, which was pretty good.
Yeah, bye-bye love. You got it.
I love it. So, yeah, great job, you guys. Support public media. I'm not sure I can pony up tonight because I can't even hardly work my phone. It took me so long to get through. Langs and Northfield, I think, right off the bat about the fan, Larry Mondello guy. You know, and I know he called in. That guy didn't own up. I'm like, I don't. He said, I don't know what he's talking about, but whoever you were, fake Larry Mondello guy, you know, and I know you got to change your filters monthly.
Oh. All right. Thanks, Rhinestone.
Thanks for the shout out to Green Cheese on another radio show. So thanks. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I dig some of the garage.
Hey,
that's done. Those two inside the park homers, how many of them been answered?
Nobody. None.
None?
Yes.
Well, I'm pretty sure old Greg Gagne, he was a Minnesota Twin. He did it twice.
You are correct, Greg. I was going to say there's two Twins references. Greg Gagne, the Twins against the White Sox in 1986, had two inside the park home runs in one game.
Yeah. Okay. That's the only one that come to my mind, but I've been in and out of the garage, so I didn't know if any got answered or not. So. But that's the one I knew.
All right.
So, all right. Well, keep throwing out questions, and I'll keep trying to call. It's been tough to get in here lately.
Keep
all
trying.
Right. Hey, Mike, we have some business to do, too.
Okay.
We want to extend a huge thank you to Tom and Jean in Hill City. Thank you so much for helping us reach our goal tonight. They're getting one of those new, it's the 50th birthday t-shirt that they're getting, which was what we had brand new in the spring. And it's a really cool t-shirt. So thank you, guys. We appreciate that.
All right.
All right.
Anything?
Okay. We're good.
Let me repeat those questions here because someone asked for that. So name the players that hit two inside the park home runs in the same game. We've got Greg Gagne and the pitchers who have struck out 20 batters in a game. And a couple new questions here. Which two cities did the original Oriental Express travel between? Let me read that again. Which two cities did the original Oriental Express travel between? Which best-selling trilogy was inspired by competitive reality TV shows and the war in Iraq? Which novel by Cormac McCarthy was adapted into an Oscar-winning film in 2007? And what are the bubbles in bubble tea made of?
Oh, good question. All right, I have some more song lyrics. I'm going to need the next three words. I am sitting in the morning at the diner on the corner. I am waiting at the counter for the man to... dot, dot, dot. What are the next three words? It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging out about with anyone, it's not unusual to... dot, dot, dot. What are the next three words? Let's see. I am still looking for who gave the eulogy, Rod Serling's eulogy. That's a sci-fi legend who gave that eulogy. And which planet is Jar Jar Binks from? You know, Star Wars favorite character. 218-326-1234.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, this is Guy calling from Bemidji.
Yeah,
okay. I have the answer for 20 strikeouts in a game.
All right.
What is the answer, Johan Santana?
No, he had, I think, 18, 19, but never hit 20.
Oh.
Good guess, though.
Okay.
All right, so, thanks for calling tonight. Do you have any shout-outs?
Just to all my friends and family.
Awesome. Well, thanks for playing.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Yep. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, one of your callers beat me to Greg Gagne on the two inside the park home runs.
Yeah.
But I had a second one, and I got your other Twins reference.
Okay.
And this was a White Sox player that did it to Burt Blyleven.
Yes.
And that was Dick Allen.
In 1972, Dick Allen. You are correct.
Yeah. So then the Twins paid it back with Greg Gagne.
Yes.
Against the White Sox.
It took a while, but he did it.
Yeah.
Where are you calling in from?
And another caller was asking, what did Cy Young do? And I just want you, this wasn't a question you guys asked, but I just want to, in case he's still listening, Cy Young has a record that'll never be broken. That he has 511 career wins. So no pitcher's ever going to pitch that much.
No.
So
it was unreachable in the 70s and 80s, and of course now, no one will ever hit it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So where are you calling in from?
Anyway, thanks for the baseball questions. Made it very interesting. Yep.
Okay.
Nice.
Thanks
Thank
a lot.
Thank you.
This is John from Rapids again.
Thanks, John.
Yep.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I was wondering about if it's been answered, the question about what U.S. state is the farthest away from the ocean.
It's still open. What do you have?
Our answer is South Dakota.
Oh, good job.
You got it. You're correct.
All right. And then we have a shout out to the Glen Tecos.
All right. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hello.
Anybody answer the question about the 20 strikeouts in one game?
We have a couple answers, but we have a couple still open.
All right. Gary Wood?
Yes, he's one of them against the Astros. You have another one?
Randy Johnson?
He did. He's on the list as well. Yes.
All right.
Nice. Thanks for calling tonight.
Yep.
Anything else? Okay. Thanks a lot.
Yep. Can I get a shout out?
Sure. Yes.
Shout out to the Blue Flame Club.
Okay. Thanks for doing that.
Yep.
Okay, thanks. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Mike, Heather, how are you now?
Doing great.
Good, good. Hey, you guys, did you get a answer to the lyric one? We're going to do the lyric, the Tom Jones. It's not unusual to be loved by you. Is that the, would that be close?
It's not unusual to see.
Be loved by you.
No, not quite where I was going. I'm just going to give it away. It's See Me Cry.
Wow.
It's not unusual to see me cry.
Or it was Tom Jones cried.
That's all right. I appreciate your spirit and your singing.
Hey, tell Keats we're bringing the massive diesel cat generator on a trailer. We can weld at this party.
Excellent.
If you need some power.
I love it.
Industrial.
Perfect.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. Great show, guys.
Thanks for tuning in.
Shout out. Yeah, can I give a shout out?
Yep.
John Staff Sudbury, Rhinestone Keach. Yeah, we'll see you up there. We're going to go to the party, so it's going to be fun.
It's going to be a great time.
Yeah. Turtle Lake Turnpikers. See
Thank
you. Guys.
You.
Okay, we're down to our last few minutes here. After this show is our KXE After Dark series, a wildly successful show. Tonight is Diane Ott, and she always has a good show, and she's in right
summer
now.
Rock tonight.
Yes. All right, that's good to do that. Okay, back to the phones here. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to answer the question about Tom's Diner.
Yes.
Tom Diner song?
Yeah.
Yes. Waiting for the man to pour the coffee.
To pour the coffee. That's what I am always waiting for. I'll tell you what. All right. Good
Absolutely.
Job. Who's calling?
This is Heath and Alyssa in Foston, Minnesota. And I'd like to give a shout out to Aurora Bobby Alice.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have Thanks. A good night.
Yep. You too.
Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Nancy again. You gave away my See Me Cry.
Oh, no.
For Tom Jones.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so.
Nancy,
so
this
I'll take a different question.
Okay, but this could be your opportunity to sing it if you want to.
See Me Cry.
There
I
we go.
Die.
Perfect. What's your other
well,
answer?
For the bubble tea.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it's tapioca.
Yes, it is right. You are right.
It's a big, round, icky ball.
You're not a fan?
I like the tea. I don't like the tapioca ball.
Yeah, that's a popular opinion, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Awesome.
I have a shout out to Doodle Acres, too.
Oh, thank you. Great to hear from you, Nancy.
Yep. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And a couple questions that have not been answered yet. What is the longest commercial flight in the world? What is the only country with three presidents? What are the three deepest rivers in the world? And then we have the baseball questions have been out there several times. So
All right. I am still looking for the king of Latin trap. And let's see. Looking for this cult classic movie, delve into the dark dystopian world of Alex DeLarge, a Beethoven-loving sociopath. And let me see. Also looking for who is the king of funk? And who is the prince of Motown? 218-326-1234.
Yes, and also the three Patsy Cline albums. So, to the phones.
Okay, Jonathan.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Did they get it right?
Oh, what was your answer?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Hello, can you hear us?
Just kidding.
All right.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, Jigs from the garage again.
Yeah.
Must have got right step off the door here and got it. But those 20 strikeouts per game, how many of those guys do you have?
We have one left. We have Roger Clemens twice, Randy Johnson, and
Kerry Wood. You got it. I just Kerry heard
Wood,
that.
Kerry Wood. So we got one left.
How about Max Scherzer?
Max Scherzer is correct. The Nationals against the Tigers. You took that one. Thank you for getting that fixed.
All right. We got that out of the way.
So, good, good. Where are you calling from? Oh, Jig. Oh, there's...
This is Jig from the garage.
Yeah, thanks. Okay.
Okay. Shout out to everybody listening, and I'll call in her tonight. Talk to you later.
All right. Thanks. Thank you.
Yep. So long. Yeah, bye.
Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, hi. For the Orient Express.
Yes.
Okay, how about Paris to Istanbul?
You are correct. That is right.
Right. And a shout out to High Banks Hoods, not the High Banks Hicks. This is High Banks on Walker Bay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right. You bet. Great show. Bye.
Thanks. Thank you.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Mike Berry.
Sir.
My mind is blown right now.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
You're telling me Greg Gagne, pro wrestler, part of the High Flyers, you know, multi-time tag team champion of the world in the AWA, hit two inside-the-park home runs in the same game?
His counterpart namesake, Greg Gagne, did, so... Shortstop.
No. That's not. Don't try to. What do they call it? I'm not going
to. Is it gaslight?
I'm trying to be funny, but so funny. Don't try to gaslight me. Don't gaslight me, Mike Berry. Do not gaslight me.
You're thinking
we'll see you next weekend. Love you. Bye.
You're thinking of Jimmy. Crumb's
All right, Mike, we have to do a little bit of business here. We have a gong for Tom. All the way from Creskill, New Jersey. Says, not exactly sure how I found KAXE as I live in New Jersey. Perhaps the band Low. Great band. I love the vibe and the music recommendations. Small token of my thanks. Keep fighting the good fight. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. And then we have another one for Thomas Childs. Thank you so much, Thomas, from Babbitt. And we just really appreciate all your support tonight. It is not too late. We have 17 minutes left in our summer drive. And you can be the one who puts us over the top for our big $50,000 goal, KAXE.org. We rely on you to make this program possible and all of our amazing music and everything else we do on KAXE. And while you do that, go to KAXE.org and click donate. We will continue playing trivia.
Yep. And one moment here. We receive support from Clockow Brewing and Company in Grand Rapids, making traditional old world styles of beer, as well as modern classics for 8 years now. Their tap room is open Monday through Thursday, 3 to 8, Friday and Saturday, noon to 8, and Sunday from noon to 6. More info at clockowbrewing.com. Okay, back to the phones here. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. I did better this time, guys. I'm sorry.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Don of Don and Janet.
Yeah.
Don! How's it going, Don?
Hey, good. You had a question about Aladdin King, Music King?
Yes. What was your answer?
Well, I'm taking a wild guess. Say that is Tito Puente.
Oh, that's a very, very good guess, but it's a more modern artist. But very good guess.
That's all I got.
All right. Well, thanks, Don. Great to hear from you. Can't wait to see you next weekend.
We'll be there, and I think we should all match that Tooth Fairy money.
I think so, too. Yes, yeah. I think that's a great, great idea. And you can do that right now by going to KAXE.org and clicking on that donate button. Thank you so much, Don, for that reminder.
You got it.
Take care.
Thanks.
Bye now.
Yep. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Can I answer the question for the King of Funk?
Yes.
Is it Bruno Mars?
It is not Bruno Mars, but that's a great guess. Who's calling?
Lily, I'm from Turtle Lake.
Louie.
Turtle Lake.
Well, thank you so much.
Can I give a shout out?
Yes, you can.
Shout out to the Blue Flame Club.
All right. Well, thank you. Keep playing. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
Yep.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Howdy, gang. Oh, boy, I hope nobody got into the... Who's the Prince of Motown? Has that been answered yet?
It has not.
Oh, I think I... I'll see.
Okay.
I think it's Marvin Gaye.
It is Marvin Gaye, of course. Oh. Who other than? Come on. Great job. Who's calling?
All right. Oh, this is Pop-Up in the Attic. A coworker just laid that down as a trivia question about 3 weeks ago.
Oh.
And somehow, yeah, it stuck into this brain full of malted hops and bong resin. But anyway,
wow.
I was able to pull it off. I'd like to say a shout out to my beautiful bride, Molly, and my sister and brother-in-law, Stacy and Burdett.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Pop-Up.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, for the King of Funk?
Yes.
Is that George Clinton?
Yes, of
George
course.
Clinton and the
Parliament
Funkadelics.
Parliament, yes, absolutely. George Clinton, who's calling?
These are the turds on Little Bass.
All right, well, thank you very much for that and for knowing your funk.
Thank you. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, I just heard the Prince of Motown got taken, Marvin Gaye.
You're absolutely correct, though.
Even if
you're in the second one, you're still correct.
I'm in the second one, I can still be correct. Well, I just hung on because I wanted to respond to the guy that got the Enterprise call number.
Yes.
The NCC-1701. And when he said he had that as like a bumper sticker on the back of
his
Yugo, I tell you, I laughed so hard. If I had pulled up behind his car and saw that, it would have just made my day.
So here's the deal. I already know that Home for Wayward Youth is very cool, but now he's just like super over the top in my book. So.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it maybe years ago, we saw an exhibit of old Yugos. Some professor of art at New York University bought up like 20 or 30 Yugos for $100 each because they couldn't be repaired.
Oh,
and they were totally
wow.
unreliable. And they put this art exhibit with like working toasters and a shower. And I remember one was like an outhouse called the Yugolet. And they had like toilet paper on the steering wheel. And it was, there was a brick barbecue. It was just delightful.
Oh my
anyway,
gosh.
He brought back good memories with his Yugo comment. So
that is fantastic.
I'll leave it at that. This is Migrating Warblers.
Thank you, Migrating Thanks. Warblers.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye. Mike, you know what that means.
Bang a gong.
It's not too late to donate to KAXE by going to KAXE.org, clicking that yellow donate button. We just heard from Joy in Nisswa. Thank you so much, Joy. And Joy says this is in memory of Tom. So thank you so much for... That's such a great way of memorializing someone to support, you know, what you believe in. And we believe in community radio and community connections, even if they're over the radio. It's a community. Green Cheese is a community. So thank you for supporting that. You should support it too. Go to KAXE.org, click on the donate button, and we're going to finish up our trivia here.
Thank you much for those donations. Appreciate it. So. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I am Jim Kep, and my daughter would like to, we are from the Lower Lawrence Lake Trivia Players.
Okay.
My daughter, Kaylee, would like to answer your questions.
All right, Kaylee.
A Cormac McCarthy novel turned into a movie.
Is it No Country for Old Men?
Yes, that is correct.
Good job, Kaylee.
And she's on the Belle Plaine tennis team, and she would like to shout out to all of her teammates on her.
That's right. Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in.
Have a good evening.
You yep. too.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, I am after about, 130 calls. Don and Sudbury here again. That's a good sign, though, right? It means lots of people trying and lots of good questions and a good variety tonight.
Yeah.
You guys have done a great job as always, and as all the hosts do. So I think there was a question about countries located on the equator. And
yes.
Has anyone answered that yet at all?
Nobody has answered that. So what do you have?
Okay, so I'll give a couple. And there's only about 10, 12 minutes left.
It's late.
So
you can answer all you want.
Yeah, so Ecuador.
Yes.
Naturally. Chile?
I don't have that, no.
Okay, or Brazil?
Yes, Brazil. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll leave it at that. Like I said, John in Sudbury, shout out back to, I think it was Bob in South St. Paul, and I'll just re-up all the others as well. Keech, of course. Sounds like it's going to be a heck of a time next weekend. Rhinestone, Turtle Lake, Turnpikers. We'll also say hope Larry the Liar is listening. Haven't heard him in a couple weeks. And
shout out to Larry.
Yeah, of course. And Simon, he must have switched shifts or something for work because it's been a couple weeks, I think, since he's been in. So there you go. Good work, guys. And we'll keep listening. Thanks a lot. And thanks to everyone for supporting the station. All the cheesers and just the regular KAXE listeners always come through. So
thank you, guys, John. Take care. You too.
Thank you. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Kent from Burroughs Lake. Did you have a question about Jar Jar Binks?
Yes. What planet is Jar Jar from?
My son-in-law sitting around the fire says it's Naboo, and if he's wrong, it's all his fault.
No, he is absolutely correct.
Even a blind squirrel gets a nut every once in a while.
Every now and then. Good job.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, night. Kent.
Thanks. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi there. I had a guess for who was the king of funk, if you haven't gotten the answer yet.
We did, but what do you have?
Oh, shoot. I was going to say James Brown.
No. Do you want to know the answer?
I do want to know.
George Clinton, Parliament.
Oh,
Funkadelic.
Of course.
That's all right.
Of course.
That's so, all
well,
right.
Okay. Well, Turtle Lake Turnpikers calling again. Shout out to all the teasers. We cannot wait to finally meet everyone in person next week.
All right.
It's going to be such a good time.
It's going to be the best.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Hello, I'd like to answer the question where you follow the lyrics.
Yeah, what do you have?
Take on Me.
Yeah, what are the next three?
By Aha.
Yep, what are the next three?
I'll be gone in a day or two.
Day or two, exactly. Exactly, good job. Who's calling?
This is Mike and Tyann on Myrtle Lake.
Oh, thank you so much for listening tonight and calling in.
Thank you. Can we give a quick shout-out to the Pluswick and Olson family?
Absolutely.
Also on Myrtle Lake?
Yep, you just did. Thanks so much.
Thank you much.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Sticky Hollow.
Yes.
Has someone answered the question about the longest commercial flight?
No, no one has called in on that. So.
Okay. Well, my cousin just retired as a captain from O'Hare Airport, and so I cheated and asked him.
As long as you ask people.
In all honesty, it's from JFK in New York to Singapore?
Correct. That is right.
My cousin was actually one of the first captains to fly the 777.
Wow.
Excellent. Okay. Well, good job.
And where are you calling from?
Okay, ding, ding, ding. Yes. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yep. Good night.
Okay, we got a couple minutes left in the show. Diane Ott is warming up for the KXE After Dark show.
Ready to rock and roll.
Yes, to do that. So let's see, a few questions that have not been answered. Well, the only country with three presidents, I might carry that over later. See, the three deepest rivers in the world. We've got the pitchers struck out. The players that hit two inside the park home runs, I'm going to give that out since we haven't done it. So Greg Gagne has been given, Dick Allen, Hank Thompson in 1950, Ruben Sierra 1987. So we'll just take that one off the board there. And had eight members of the 300-300 club. We had five of the eight, so those are still open. So let's go back to the phones here.
Mekong, I think.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, my goodness. That was very unexpected. I almost had a neutral Nancy moment there. okay. Yeah, so John in Sudbury and the deepest rivers in the world, the Mekong. Is that one of them?
Let's see. Go back to that. No, I've got something different.
Okay, cool. Thought I would just throw it out there. This will likely be the last time, so everybody have a great week. And a shout-out to my mom, who is hopefully listening. She usually does. So love you, and great show again, guys. And we'll look forward to hearing everything next week, all the events and festivities.
Thanks, bye-bye. John.
Thank you. Okay. So, Heather, how are we doing tonight?
We are doing really well. So far, we have had 28 donations tonight, and we sure appreciate every single one of them. It's not too late to help us meet our big goal. You can go to KAXE.org and click on the donate button. Let's see. Do we still have some questions out there? Maybe I'll...
We have a couple.
I could throw out one more question. On what show set on a spaceship would you find Cambot, Gypsy, Tom Servo, and Crow? 218-326-1234. And let's see. What does TARDIS stand for in Doctor Who?
That's a good one to do that.
So. Yeah.
And I had a few. We took the three deepest rivers, the only country with three presidents. A few others to do that. But... You know what? We're running up on time. So
yeah, so you got to get your calls in now. Your pledges would also be greatly appreciated so we can keep doing this program. You can go to KXE.org and click on that yellow donate button. Super quick and easy. And coming up next will be Diane Ott, After Dark. Summer rock and roll, I believe. Summer songs.
Thanks, everyone. Let's see you at the picnic next week.
Yeah.
In Grand Rapids.
Be so blinded. How could I be fooled just like the rest? You came on strong with your fast car and your class ring, soft voice and your sad eyes. I fell for the whole thing. Hearts like they were nothing at all. I've done it too. Now I know just what it feels like. Just like I say, there's no regrets. Well, it's about time to close. I hope you've had as much fun as we have. Don't forget this. Jam session Sunday. Mandy Tension will be by. Play the xylophone tree. It's been a lot of fun. Monday night's dance contest night. Swiss contest.
going to give away peanut butter and jelly bologna sandwiches for all of you. It really has been fun. I hope we played your requests, the songs you like to hear. Last call for alcohol. Drink it up, folks. Wonderful. Nice to see you, Bob. How's it going? How's the kids? Wonderful. Nice to see you. Yes. Oh, Bill Bailey? Oh, we'll get to that tomorrow night. Yeah. Caravan with a drum solo? Right.